Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this evening, Matt Hafey from the band Trivium. How's it going, Matt?
Very good.
2014 has been a busy year on the road. You guys have toured with Volbeat, had Seether's Rise Above Fest, and of course the Mayhem Festival this summer. Matt, does it ever feel surreal, like, wow, we're so fortunate to live this life and share the stage with so many great bands?
It's pretty insane. I mean, someone was just asking me the other day, we had to fill out a form for visas for going to Russia, and they wanted to know the last three jobs I had before Trivium. I'm like, I've never done anything else besides this. I joined this band when I was 12. My first band, my first job. It's taken 15 years, but things are going really well now.
Matt Hafey of Trivium with us on the show tonight from the latest Trivium record, Vengeance Falls, Through Blood and Dirt and Bone. Full Metal Jackie, Bolt Thrower with No Guts, No Glory. Trivium in there as well with Through Blood and Dirt and Bone. Don't forget, playlists for the show can be found on the website, FullMetalJackieRadio.com. On the show with us this week, we've got Matt Hafey of Trivium. Matt, the latest album, Vengeance Falls, was produced by David Draiman from Disturbed. How did your relationship change from you being a fan once he became your working partner?
It was amazing. David took such good care of us. He became a mentor, a friend, a producer, a vocal coach, so much. I mean, when we weren't being incredibly diligent in working regimented schedules in the studio, we were all just hanging out and doing the same thing. We all really share the same love for food and hanging out and friends and family. So it was a really great time. We all share the same humor, which was amazing. And all five of us were always joking about the same stupid stuff. Really, it was a really good time, and it's great to have him as someone that I was such a fan of as a kid and still am, but someone that's a friend of mine now. Truly amazing.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Coming up, though, new music from the upcoming Septic Flesh album. Got Joss's weekly pick from The Pit. Also on the way, and more with Matt from Trivium. That was Dogma. New music from Greek symphonic death metal masters Septic Flesh and their new album Titan that comes out on Tuesday. Overkill was before that. They've got a new album coming out in July. It's Full Metal Jackie with Matt Hafey of Trivium on the show tonight. They're going to be on the Rockstar Energy Drink Mayhem Festival, which kicks off 4th of July weekend. And Matt, Vengeance Falls has been out for about 8 months now. Now that fans have had a chance to really get familiar with it, what's been the best compliment or feedback you've heard about it so far?
I think the biggest compliment still is whenever we play, like, let's say Strife, for example, the entire crowd sings the intro guitar part, like Iron Maiden style. I think that's probably one of the biggest compliments I think could ever be given, like a non-spoken compliment. Just the fact that people sing it along like that. Every time I've ever seen Maiden and they go in Fear the Dark or any of their songs where people sing the guitar parts, which is pretty much all of them, I've always wanted that as a kid, and to now have that in so many of our songs, especially even our new stuff, it's really amazing.
It's Full Metal Jackie, still to come tonight, the Death Clock, brutal pick of the week. Got new music from Judas Priest, more with Matt Hafey, and Joss's weekly pick from The Pit up next. Machine Head and 10 Ton Hammer. New Judas Priest in there, that was March of the Damned. Full Metal Jackie, Matt Hafey of Trivium on the show with us tonight. They are, of course, part of the Mayhem Festival, which kicks off in about 2 weeks from now. And Matt, you were barely a teenager when Trivium started. You've grown up on album and on stage over the course of the last 14 years. Personally and musically, what would surprise the 14-year-old you about Matt Hafey as an adult?
14, let me think where I was at 14. At 14, I was probably at my most extreme metal phase. I didn't like anything with singing. I didn't like any mainstream bands. I was only into like black metal and thrash and anything that was popular. I wasn't into it. So I guess extreme metal, 14-year-old me, probably, I don't know. It probably wouldn't get what's going on now. Probably wouldn't be as much of a fan of the melody that I'm into now. It's sort of what I grew into, being really into things with melodicism. I mean, my favorite bands are favorite metal bands. I've always quote Iron Maiden and Metallica, and those bands have melody, things you can sing, whether guitar part or drum part or vocal part. And when I was at my most extreme back then, I wasn't into that and I didn't get that. But nowadays, I'm able to incorporate all of that. There are a lot of other peer bands of ours nowadays that are kind of doing the same thing. Bands that came from something more of an extreme background that are writing more anthemic songs that people across all musical spectrums can get. But with us, we still do inject very much so our extreme metal background, death metal, black metal, melodic metal. Those are big parts of our sound. I guess that maybe aren't seen as much when they're singing on top of it, but it's very much so there. a 14-year-old maybe wouldn't get where I'm at now.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break still to come this hour. The Death Clock, brutal pick of the week. New music from Corrosion of Conformity and more with our guest, Matt Hafey of Trivium. It's Full Metal Jackie, Matt Hafey from Trivium on the show with us tonight. Matt, your love of different and exotic food is pretty well known. What latest food discovery is now your favorite dish?
Let me just look at my phone so I can just do the most recent. So there's a place in Missoula, Montana, across the bridge from the Wilma Theater called The Hobnob. It's like a breakfast cafe. That place is awesome. I remember we went there years and years ago when we co-headlined with All That Remains, and I forgot what the name was. I just remembered it was one of the best places I've been for breakfast. So me and Paul were finally able to re-go there. They have this amazing, like, huge hunks of corned beef hash with eggs and potatoes. Yesterday in Seattle, after the show, I got to meet with two of my really good friends and go to this place called Skillet Diner. It's in Seattle. It's one of my favorite. If I ever opened a restaurant, if I ever had the money to do that, it would be that. It's like a cool diner, like a modern-looking diner. So after show, I had poutine, macaroni and cheese with bacon jam, gnocchi with, like, bacon, chicken and waffles. So it's not really healthy food that I'm into, obviously.
You're making me hungry. But you're like one of those skinny guys that, you're pretty healthy. You know, you do yoga and you're always doing, you know, healthy stuff. So you're probably one of those guys that you can eat whatever you want and you, like, don't gain weight, right?
I do if I'm not really, really regimented. I try to exercise at least 6 days a week, if not 7 days a week. My new love in life is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. When I'm home, it's 6 days a week, 90 minutes a day, and the seventh day will either be yoga or running. Any day I can't do Jiu-Jitsu on tour, it's either yoga or weightlifting or running, but it's 6 days a week to keep up with my eating habits.
It's Full Metal Jackie, the Death Clock, brutal pick of the week, coming up after this. Corrosion of Conformity and On Your Way from their album 9, that comes out on Tuesday. Black Sabbath with Sabracadabra, Nathan Explosion of Death Clock's choice for this week's edition of the Death Clock, brutal pick of the week. Don't forget, playlists for the show are posted on the website fullmetaljackieradio.com, where you'll also find metal news, videos, interviews, contests, merch, and a whole lot more. We got Matt Hafey of Trivium on the show with us again. See Trivium all summer on the Rockstar Energy Drink Mayhem Festival. That kicks off July 5th and will run through the summer. Go to mayhemfest.com for tickets and info. Matt, really appreciate you being on the show, and I'll definitely see you real soon.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Take care.
We've got more metal on the way.